Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I feel like fucking dog shit. I got a little more fucking pep in my voice, a little more fucking energy than I did on Wednesday. Wednesday was a fucking disaster. I'm just like stumbling around. I'm just like stumbling through my fucking days. If you don't listen to every fucking podcast, my kid Finley died here in the living room on Tuesday night, and I had to take care of his body and fucking Wednesday. I had to go to like an animal funeral home where I didn't even know these places existed, but I guess they gotta exist because like when you put your pet down at a fucking vet's office, they gotta take the fucking body somewhere. And it sucked, and I'm fucking miserable, and I'm fucking annoyed, and I've got no fucking patience. I'm angry. I don't buy into that fucking like stages of grief bullshit. How many stages are there in this fucking shit? Five stages? Yeah, there's five stages. Denial? I don't understand that stage. Like, I know it fucking happened. There's nobody here. There's no cat here. Anger? I understand that stage. Matter of fact, I deal with anger even when I'm not fucking grieving. Anger is just like a stage of Chris Johnson. Bargaining? I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what the fuck bargaining means. I'm not a fucking flea market. Depression? I understand that stage as well. Acceptance. Again, like, what do you mean acceptance? Like, whether I accept it or not, it's fucking happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm walking around here, I'm like, no, he's not really dead. Well, I'm not feeding anybody. I'm not cleaning any fucking piss or shit out of the litter box. So how the fuck do you explain that? There's two stages of grief with Chris Johnson, but there are also stages of Chris Johnson. Anger and depression are stages of Chris Johnson. They're not just stages of grief, but I find that they're way more pronounced during these times of distress. So it happened Tuesday night. Wednesday, I did all the fucking body shit. Then I'm trying to fucking clean shit up around the house. I was supposed to work on Thursday. I was in no position to work on Thursday, so I fucking called off work, and I probably should have fucking called off work on Friday too, because motherfucker, less than 30 minutes in, I was fucking furious. I just wanted to fucking light my fucking apartment building on fire. You know how fucking weird it is here? You know how goddamn weird it is in my apartment right now? It was shitty when Simon died in January. Simon died at 16 and a half. He was diabetic. And it was just me and Finley. And it was fucking weird because I never had just one cat. And I still had all the normal cat shit to do. I'm still cleaning the litter box. I'm still feeding him. I'm still giving him water. A lot of stuff like didn't change. A lot of the routine didn't change. It was shitty and it was empty. And I fucking mourned for a while and I was fucking depressed. But like a lot of the routine was there. The only thing I wasn't doing anymore was dishing out insulin medication and mouth medication. Simon wasn't on a lot of meds. But like now with fucking no cats, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in here. Like, I keep thinking, like, I gotta check the water. I gotta check the fucking litter. Oh, is he fucking eating yet? Like, where the fuck is he? Like, I don't know why I'm thinking these things, but I keep thinking these things. And I moved, like, a bunch of stuff into, like, the cat room. I got a two-bedroom place. Like, the litter boxes were in one room. And, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I had to, like, clean up and, like, vacuum it, whatever. You know, just normal fucking house chores. Because the fucking rest of the world keeps moving. You know what I'm saying? Like I just want to fucking stop fucking time. So, like, I'm trying to, like, get stuff straight. I got, like, most of their stuff, like, in the cat room. And I walk by and there's just, like, fucking cat toys and beds in there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why the fuck? Why is all that shit in there? It's not, like, where it normally should be. The fucking living room looks empty. My fucking bedroom looks empty. I'm strangely afraid to walk around at night. Like there's fucking monsters in here that are gonna fucking get me. I can't fucking explain that, but that's how I fucking feel. The fucking cats would keep that shit away. I'm fucking flying solo now, goddammit. I keep forgetting things. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing at any particular time. I gotta like go places, like parties, whatever. I'm missing fucking exits of place I've gone like a fucking million times. My team at work sent me flowers, which is nice, but like my name's Chris Johnson and you're sending him flowers. What the fuck are you sending Chris Johnson flowers? And again, it's a fucking beautiful gesture. I appreciate it very much. I just, you know, even though I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and I'm in a state of fucking anger and depression and I'm in a goddamn haze, I don't know what the fuck's going on, I can recognize the hilarity of Chris Johnson getting flowers. I'm in the fucking kitchen trimming fucking stems. I gotta trim stems. I gotta trim the stems of these goddamn things. They sent me the fucking flowers in the fucking vase and like flower food. I didn't know they had food. Don't you just give them water? What do you mean food? What are they fucking eating? I gotta mix like food in there? And you only gave me two packets. Like how often do we give the packets? There's no instructions on these fucking things. The instructions are like, hey, trim the fucking stems an inch. Why the fuck didn't you just give me them an inch shorter? Why do I gotta trim the stems? I don't know shit about flowers. And listen, don't tell me why I gotta trim the stems, because I don't give a fuck. I did it. I trimmed the stems, and there's stems in my fucking kitchen. I tried to trim the stems over the goddamn garbage, and the stems just started flying everywhere. I didn't give a fuck. I'm not angry about the flowers either. I think I don't want to seem like I'm upset about the flowers. I know some people from work listen to the podcast. I don't know if any of my teammates listen to the podcast, but I got some flowers in my kitchen, and it's very nice. I'm just trying to lighten the mood, I guess. So think about me cutting fucking flower stems in the kitchen. And I saw like a stem on the floor. And I was like, I gotta pick up that fucking stem. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do fucking anything. I gotta work in the morning. I don't want to fucking work in the morning. I keep thinking I fucking see cats around here, but I see no cats around here. It sucks, dude. It sucks. People have been reaching out. I appreciate it very much. I feel like I've responded to everybody. If I have not, I'm sorry. I can't remember my own shit. I gotta fucking remind myself to eat and drink in here. I'm not a like stress eater. So like when I am in a state of mourning or a state of shock, I shut down and I stop eating and drinking. It's not that like I stop eating and drinking. I just have to be like, motherfucker, you gotta eat something. I've also been eating a lot of chocolate just because I want chocolate. You wanna eat dinner? I'm just gonna have this piece of chocolate. I'm gonna eat this fucking white fudge dipped Oreo. That's what I want right now. I wanna eat this Oreo ball, but I'm out of Oreo balls, so I gotta make more Oreo balls. Usually I make them for like Christmas to like give them away and shit, but I think I'm just gonna fucking pound them. God damn it, dude. Chris Johnson is drowning and he is reaching for a life raft that does not exist. But we're fucking trying, okay? We're trying and I'm upright and I'm going to work and I'm not suicidal, so that's good news. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm an Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and I can't remember the fucking sites again. I'm sorry. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes if you want to see pictures. Twitter at Johnson Hates You for whatever the fuck we do there. I don't know. Twitter sucks, but I'm there. And Facebook timeline. This podcast will be there as well.